Contralto Marian Anderson is a very great singer. A couple of the selections on this new RCA Victor CD were made late in her career and don't show her in her very best voice. And yet the most recent selection, recorded in 1955, is extraordinary. It's the aria by Ulrika in Verdi's A Masked Ball, the part in which Anderson made her belated Metropolitan Opera debut. In fact, it was her first appearance in an opera, and the first time a black singer appeared in a leading role at the Met. The aria was recorded only 2 days after that historical event. Ulrika is the fortune teller who foresees the death of the hero, the governor of Boston. This can be a campy role in the wrong hands, but Anderson's Ulrika is a tragic figure who understands the consequences of her prediction. Here is her powerful invocation to the King of the Abyss.
Affrettati, precipita per l'estro, senza librar la folgor, il tempo mio peltra.
Anderson had a special feeling for the warmth and humanity of Brahms. Among her most moving performances is the Alto Rhapsody. Anderson recorded it at least 3 times. This new album includes her rare 1945 version with Pierre Monteux and the San Francisco Symphony and Chorus. I've never heard anyone embrace with greater breadth of voice and depth of feeling the words of the Goethe poem that Brahms sets. It's really a poem about a nervous breakdown, spoken by someone whose very isolation turns him even further away from humanity, who despises himself for his very selfishness. He prays that the Father of Love will end his hatred of mankind, Menschenhass. Psychoanalysis wouldn't be enough. Only a spiritual change can help the thirsty one in the desert turn his eyes upward to the 1,000 fountains of love. This album also includes Anderson's performance of one of the most mysterious of Brahms' songs, Immer leiser wird mein Schlummer, Ever lighter grows my slumber. It's another lament for loneliness and a vision of approaching death. Eugene Ormandy conducts a gloppy orchestral arrangement of the original piano accompaniment. Brahms first used the opening melody in the slow movement of his second piano concerto, where an orchestra is surely more appropriate. But when Anderson is singing, nothing else much matters.
Thank you.
Since this album is called Bach, Brahms, Schubert, you might expect more of Anderson's other Brahms performances instead of the random sampling of other composers. Not that I'm complaining. I wouldn't part with her Handel or Schumann or with any of the spirituals, especially the chilling 1941 recording of Crucifixion, released here for the first time. Only two selections in different versions duplicate anything on the album issued by Pearl a few months ago. I just hope the rest of Anderson's Brahms and everything else she ever recorded will be made available soon.